In some ways, the Old Testament is the chronicle of God's centuries-long experiment with the human race to invite them into divinity, to teach them by the law and the prophets what it looked like to be God and to act like God and to love like God, to have the heart and the mind of God. And it was largely a failure. You know, most of that story is not much of a success story. All the bad kings, all the false prophets, all the bad shepherds, the bad priests, the desecration of the temple in various ways, the exile to Babylon. I mean, it just goes on and on. And yet, God always seems to be faithful to his part of the covenant through all of that. And just about the time you would think that God could wipe his hands of the whole project and say, I'm just going to start over or I'm going to give up completely, he sends his son. And Jesus tells these wonderful parables about a king, a landowner, a vineyard owner, whatever, goes on a trip and you know, he doesn't get his share of the grapes, and so he sends these servants, which are the prophets, and then finally he sends his son, and they kill his son and try to take the property. You know, it's this catastrophic refusal to enter into divine life, to somehow think that our human control could be more glorious than what God has in store for us. I mean, the absurdity of it is just almost laughable, isn't it? And yet, we're caught up in that ourselves. We get caught up in the glories and the successes of this world, and we become so busy about all that that we kind of forget that the invitation into divine life for all eternity is what life is all about. That is the meaning. There is no other meaning. And so, when God sends his son, and St. Paul, in that second reading to the Ephesians, points this out very succinctly. Division is sin, and division is death. And so when Adam and Eve commit the first sin, it's this wresting control away from God. It's this separation from God. They didn't appreciate the union with God that they already had, and so they wanted to separate and establish themselves apart from God. And then in the next generation, two brothers separate themselves from one another by murder. And it just goes on and on. And throughout the Old Testament history, there were two ways of looking at the project that God had in mind for Israel. One was that God had created a special group of people that he preferred to all the others on the earth. And he didn't really care too much about the others. He wanted this group, the Jews, to have salvation, to share in the life of God. And the other viewpoint was, yes, God chose this special people, but for a purpose, to draw the rest of the world into that divine human project. Not to bring division between them and the Gentiles, but to bring union with all creation back to God. And in Jesus, Paul says, that has happened. In his flesh, in his body, not only has the union between divinity and humanity taken place in one person, but that has created this union between the Jews and the Gentiles, that those who were far off have become near, and those who are near have become special. And it all happens in the one body of Christ through the cross. And in that short reading, he mentions the cross twice. How does this union happen? It happens through the laying down of life. It happens through making oneself vulnerable to the other. And you know, in all of our divisions and our ideologies and our political alliances and our religious alliances and all those kinds of things, one of the problems is that We're always setting up barriers. When the other person is talking, we're thinking about what our response is going to be rather than really listening to them. And the last thing we want to do is make ourselves vulnerable to them, that we might actually learn something that we don't already know. And again, the way I put it is, it just makes it sound so ridiculous, and yet it kind of is. Religion, the word religion, comes from two Latin words, re and ligare. And the word ligament comes from ligare. What does a ligament do? It joins two bones. And the purpose of religion is always to bring two things into one. But we can count the thousands of ways over the centuries that religions of all stripe have not succeeded at that. And some in some ways have even fought against that idea. True religion should be bringing us together. It shouldn't be increasing divisions. It shouldn't be fomenting and making things worse in that way. But it's dangerous business. We might lose some of our control. We might lose some of our confidence in our positions. We might lose an election. We might lose power, authority. I mean, there's a lot at stake. And because we are fearful people, like all the generations before us, we tend to cling tight to ourselves and our positions, and we get defensive. And yet, our model is always in every Catholic church. It's Jesus hanging on the cross, vulnerable. God allowing himself to be killed by his creatures, by his subjects. The irony of that is a constant reminder to us Catholics of what religion is really about, of what the invitation to divine life is really about. And it's very costly. And we don't want to wash that away and make that sound easy, because it's not. But it's the only answer. Jesus has given us the only answer. It's his person. The union between divinity and humanity in one person, in one body. The unity between all of creation and all of humanity in one person. And we've been baptized into that person. We've been baptized into that body. That's where we dwell. We dwell in the body of Christ. The thing that makes us united here this morning has little to do with what our political alliances are. It has little to do with whether we're right-wing or left-wing Catholics or however you want to put all that stuff. It's Christ. He's our union. We all share in his body. We all share in the one spirit. But it's not just those of us gathered here this morning. It's our union with all of creation. All of the vastness of the universe that seems so beyond us is all part of us. And we're part of it because we all belong to the one Christ. And we're all infused with the one spirit.